Greetings, salutations, and I'll be one of the first to tell you, Happy Thanksgiving. Welcome to the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 24, brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht, Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I edit the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper, and we host the West Texas Catholic, the audio version on Catholic Radio here in the Diocese of Amarillo. So glad you could join us this week. In just a couple of minutes, our guest will be here, Jason and Jillian Yarborough. They're from St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, and they have a project that's very near and dear to their heart they want to share with you and ask for your assistance. We're going to give them that time here in about 3-4 minutes or so. Before that, though, let's spend some time in prayer. If you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray a prayer for religious liberty. It's something, I know we say this every time that we do this program, but it's something we should take seriously and hope to grow in both our nation, our world, and most importantly, our church. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dime's worth of opinions, not necessarily those of Cap'n or the Diocese of Amarillo. Farmers are in the field bringing in the harvest. Let's give them the room they need when those slow-moving vehicles are going from field to field. Please, if you see those big orange triangles, slow it down out there and give them the room. And we pray for safety and a great harvest for all of our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the disturbed, and the discerning. Also, continue to pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Please pray for our 3 seminarians. I would love to add more names to this list in the next little while. But please pray for Deacon Mauricio Valadez, Richard Escalante, and Benjamin Sego. And please pray for the 8 men and their families discerning a vocation to the permanent diaconate for the Diocese of Amarillo. Find out more about vocations at amarillovocations.org. Amarillovocations.org, your one-stop shop online for anything and everything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, thank you for all you do for us. Your efforts always will be appreciated here. And we're changing it up a little bit, and you're going to get really sick of this too, folks. Yeah, we just got finished with the state referendum on the 17 constitutional amendments. Well, guess what, folks? Next year is an election year. We have mid-year elections. Your job is to get registered to vote now. Don't wait till the last second. You might miss that opportunity to express your opinion at the polls. Get registered to vote. Start doing your homework on the things that are going on, the elections that are coming up, and then go vote. We'll tell you more about this as we draw closer, and I'm sure you're going to be really sick and tired of me reminding you to get registered to vote and then go vote. But do your diligence and do your responsibility and get out and vote. And with that, I'll step off my soapbox here for just a minute. Hey, just a couple of reminders. News at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. Make sure you like us on Facebook. Amarillo Diocese is where you'll find us there. Next issue of the West Texas Catholic is the big one. We call it the big one because it's the Christmas issue. And it's usually taking up, at least 2 or 3 fourths worth of trees to cut down to print. The deadlines, advertising on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Monday, December 8th at 5 o'clock, Thursday, December 11th for stories, photos, etc. And that includes, by the way, the Golden Tribute for you couples married in the Catholic Church between October 1st and December 31st, 1975. Make sure you find our podcast, amarillodiocese.org/podcast, or again, you're here at stcapn.com. Bookmark those sites. Our email address for comments and suggestions, stcapn@dioama.org. Our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 24, brought to you by CAP and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, are Jillian and Jason Yarborough. I think you can tell the difference between these two. They are parishioners at St. Mary's Cathedral. They are also the founders of a nonprofit called Elizabeth Ruth's House here in Amarillo. We're going to talk about that organization and a big fundraiser they have coming up on the solemnity of the Feast of the Immaculate Conception on Monday, December 8th. Folks, thank you so much for both of you coming in here. I should have properly introduced Jillian as a future X Games participant, because just talking to you, it sounds like you have no fear of any of that stuff.
That's right. I think I'm ready to launch my X Games career, skateboarding.
Well, and you get the kicks on that would work.
That's
for
right.
That. So, and you say you always carry a skateboard around because sometimes you might need it.
You never know. Yeah. You never know. I have got the Vans. I'm ready to roll.
Now, would you be able to get him on a skateboard?
No.
I think he could do it.
Not for $100?
No.
Not for $1,000?
It's not happening.
Not happening. Well,
no.
Bill Gates can keep his money safe for another week. Jason is from St. Mary's Cathedral as well. You were recently invested into the Knights and Dames of the Holy Sepulchre. Wish they'd go back to Knights and Ladies of the Holy Sepulchre. It makes more sense. And I never see you without moving around. You're always moving somewhere all the time. What is it that you do at West Texas A&M University besides tell Dr. Wendler what to do?
I do not tell Dr. Wendler what to do.
Funny, that's what he thinks you do.
Well, if he thinks that, then I'm flattered.
I'm kidding.
I have the privilege of serving as department head for my colleagues in the Department of Life, Earth, and Environmental Sciences and the Department of Chemistry and Physics, and I'm associate professor of chemistry.
So when do you sleep? 30 minutes a night, and that's about it?
I get a little more than that, but yeah, it's a little rougher now to get the sleep than it used to be, but yeah.
So when we put this on the air, we're going to be closing in on finals time. Is it easier during finals time, or is there such a thing as a slower, easier, or more relaxed time in your job?
You know, not really. I think for most faculty, the summer's a little slowed down, but for me, I seem to have plenty of objectives that I need to meet all year round. And that's because the university never stops. I mean, we do slow down the summer, but we're always offering courses, and there's always things going on, events, camps, things like that. So really, for me, I've found the last 2 years, there's not really a lull in it. But I think for most faculty, probably summer and the intercession between long semesters is a little bit of time to catch up on things they need to do.
And I think that being the Grand Knight of Knights of Columbus Council 1450 kind of gets you away from the classroom and gives you something else to do besides wearing you out and burning you out in the field of education, right?
Yeah, it does. It gives me something else to focus on. Probably some of my brother knights would probably say that I should focus a little more on the knights than I do, but I I do have plenty of things to distract me on the weekends in terms of family and Knights of Columbus and things like that. So that's certainly true, and during the week.
The biggest reason we brought you and Jillian here today is we want to talk about an event coming up on Monday, December 8th at the Lumberyard, which is a really cool place to be down in Canyon. Get to see some good shows down there. They've had some really good shows in the last year or so. And this is going from 6 to 10 p.m. And this is to benefit Elizabeth Ruth's House here in Amarillo. And you two are the founders of Elizabeth Ruth's House. So let's put Jillian to work here for a little bit. Tell us about this organization and how it got started and why it has the name that it has.
So Elizabeth Ruth's Home, it's a project we've been working on for several years now. I think it's going to thrive and be successful because it's important and because it's necessary. And we have a son who is 20 with autism, and he has brilliant strengths. He can tell you any president, the date they were born, information about them. He's fun. He is funny. And I want to get that out there. It's a pleasure having all three of my children. I wouldn't change anything about any of my children, but our son will likely need support throughout his life. And one of the things that we've had along this journey is we've met other families who have sons and daughters who are also challenged with autism. And many of those children, not all of them, but many of them, as they become young adults, will also need long-term care. And they will need everything from help maybe bathing, picking out clothes, identifying what food to eat, being transported to doctors, help with maintaining a bedroom, their laundry, all of those types of things. And so we have been a part of this population, the autism community, And we've lived from Spartanburg, South Carolina, to I've also visited Palo Alto, California, where we've needed services and care and support for our son. And so I feel like we have a broad idea of what's available, and there's a lot of good that's available, and there's a lot of good people who are willing to do whatever they need to do in the moment to help keep pushing, you know, people forward and make things happen. But what we need is a long-term solution that will offer quality care that is autism-specific for this population. And in Amarillo, we have some great services. We have some very good organizations that are offering broad care to aging individuals with intellectual disabilities, and they're doing a great job. But there's only so many spaces for the dayhab programs or for the living, the housing programs, right? There's only so many. But we've also learned as we've gone from coast to coast with our son that an important aspect will be an autism-specific living arrangement where the individuals understand autism and understand what that entails in terms of quality of care. So as I mentioned, this has been a family journey. This has been something that has brought a lot of joy to our lives, and it's brought a lot of adaptations. And not just for my husband and myself, but certainly for our daughters, Julia, Ruth, and Jamie Elizabeth. It has brought insight into their lives. It's changed, I think, them in a way that they are extremely compassionate. They're extremely aware. They have offered care and kindness, not only to their brother, but to the community, the autism community. And as we talked to them about what would our long-term goals, we talked with Julia and Jamie as a family about, you know, we have an individual in our family, and we may have more individuals in our family at some point that need long-term care, right? That's part of being a family, and we stick together. What do we want that to look like? And we decided that the best thing for us would be to found Elizabeth Roos Home, which is going to be a home that cares for aging individuals with autism in Amarillo. And my daughters wanted to be a part of that because this has been a big part of their life, and it's shaped their opportunities, their challenges, who they are in some ways, and their distinct individuals also, but it has impacted them. And so the name Elizabeth Roos Home is from my daughters, Jamie Elizabeth and Julia Ruth, and they asked for that name. And that was part of their contribution to building this home. And our goal is to help as many individuals as we can that are aging with autism in Amarillo, specifically helping them with long-term care and living needs. But we've also done experiential learning programs throughout Amarillo, where I've gone into many different types of organizations that support aging individuals with intellectual disabilities. And I've offered everything from how to pot a plant to how to play a game. And so it's been very enriching and meaningful.
Jason, you call Elizabeth Roos Home here in Amarillo the brainchild of your beautiful bride, Jillian, who's also a professor at West Texas A&M University. Your thoughts when she approached you with this idea, and how long ago did she approach you with this idea of we need to do something?
How long ago? It was probably a couple of years ago. Well, one, I was just impressed with how ambitious it was, because I thought, well, that's an ambitious goal. But my initial thought is that, you know, as a parent of an autistic child who's now 20, you know, I'm now 50 this year. One of the things that I worry about every day is how long can I care for my son? And, you know, when I'm no longer able to do it, I'm going to have to rely on whatever community and whatever structure we've been able to establish for him to see to his care moving forward after I'm gone. So, you know, and then also understanding at that time, we were very aware of a limited availability of homes and opportunities to, you know, safely and long term in a stable fashion, put Jason into a place where we could be confident that he would be okay. You know, those were always on my mind. So when she came up with the idea, I thought, well, yeah, I mean, why not take the bull by the horns and kind of get some control in the situation and start to build something that would not just serve our son, but serve a need here in Amarillo, which there definitely is. And I should also say that I think the other part of it that I think is very ambitious is that, you know, we're talking about a home right now, but I think, you know, having, you know, after establishing one successfully, the idea is we would establish more. And that would be, you know, just take that model and expand it. That would be the goal. So those were the things that were on my mind prior to the idea. And then so afterwards she posed it, I said, you know what? I think this is a great idea. And I was on board.
And it sounds like you are just basically touching the tip of the iceberg on this. This could turn into something humongous, and I hope and pray it does. We mentioned you teach at West Texas A&M University. Jillian, what is your specialty? What do you teach?
I teach management courses. I'm the Virginia Engler Professor of Management, and I'm very proud to have the honor of being associated with Virginia Engler. And I teach organizational behavior, international HR, cultural intelligence, the courses that help organizations think about how to align employees with individual success and organizational success. And I enjoy it very much. I'm very proud of the WT students. They're outstanding.
Well, you both have got outstanding students to be very proud of. She's Jillian Yarbrough. He's Jason Yarbrough. You sure there's not a doctor in front of either one of you two's names, by the way? You'd have a why didn't you tell us that?
All of us.
Well, see, I should tell us that because I've always had arguments with people when they say, well, you don't have to call me Dr. So-and-so. And I always tell them, did you go to school and earn that DR period? Well, yes, I did. Well, guess what? You're a doctor. So changing the introduction again, Dr. Jillian Yarbrough and Dr. Jason Yarbrough joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Kappen, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. Okay, we kind of swerved into it. Let's get into the meat of it. Monday, December 8th, we've got a fundraiser at the Lumberyard just north of Canyon, 6 to 10 p.m. that evening. And we've got a great speaker coming. Dr. Temple Grandin is coming to town. Talk about how you guys secured her. And let's talk about the ticket prices and how we can get this off the ground.
It's one of the most amazing things to happen for our organization and for our family. The opportunity to have Temple Grandin in Canyon, the opportunity to learn from her, and that she would offer this service and care for our family and for the individuals with autism in Amarillo is very meaningful. It's actually our second meeting with Dr. Grandin. I spoke at Colorado State University 6 or 7 years ago, and I knew she worked there. She's an esteemed faculty member there in agricultural sciences. And I looked her up on the website, and I thought, I'll call. And I won't get through, and there'll be a voicemail, and that'll be the end of it. And I did call, and she did pick up, and I shockingly and a little bit of starstruck said, you know, this is Jillian Yarbrough, and I would love to talk to you. And she stopped whatever she was doing and talked to me. And I said, you know, I have a son with autism, and we are coming to Fort Collins, and I would love to meet with you. Would that be possible? And she absolutely made time in her schedule. She met me in the student union. She took pictures with my children. And I asked her, what can I do for my son? What should I do? And I think, you know, she carries that weight because I think people ask her that daily. What should I do for my child? And I can't imagine the weight because we're going to do what she says and we're seeking her advice. And that's a heavy weight that she carries, and she carries it lightly and cheerfully. But she answered me, and she said to find something of meaning for him because a life of meaning is a life well lived. And we took that advice, and we appreciated it so much. And I just want to say I believe she offers great service to lots of communities, from agricultural sciences to academia to autism. And she's really a hero of mine, and we're very thankful. And Canyon, we are so lucky to have her coming and the opportunity to hear her speak and hear her share how we can contribute to this community is of great value and great meaning. And I'll let Jason share how we secured this opportunity.
Sure, yeah. So the way this came about was I have regular meetings with the dean and Dr. Kevin Pond in the College of Agriculture and Natural Sciences. And after one meeting, it came up in conversation, Elizabeth Roos-Holm and some of the ideas we had about fundraisers we wanted to do. And he just offered the suggestion, well, do you think fundraising dinner with Temple Grandin would be a good idea? And I said, well, it'd be a great idea. And I thought that was a really fabulous idea. And so he, coming from Colorado State before he came to WT, he already had a personal and professional relationship with Dr. Grandin. And so he just, you know, reached out and asked about it, and she agreed and said she'd be happy to. And So December 8th is the date that she was available to come down to the Panhandle. And I think she's got a couple other things on her schedule, but she's going to be at our event on the 8th. And so, I mean, that was it. It just kind of fell in place. It was a very kind thing for Dr. Pond to do for us, and we really appreciate it. But we also appreciate Temple Grandin being willing to come down and help us out. So,
amen. Again, that event Monday, December 8th, goes from 6 to 10 p.m. It's an evening event, $100 a single, $750 for a table of eight at the Lumberyard, all to raise funds for Elizabeth Ruth's home here in Amarillo. And we're speaking to the founders of Elizabeth Ruth's home, parishioners at St. Mary's Cathedral, Dr. Jillian Yarborough, Dr. Jason Yarborough. Both are employed at West Texas A&M University, and we'll give you both the last word in the conversation, and it's always ladies first.
What I would want to say is thank you. Thank you to the community. Thank you to Amarillo, to Canyon. As I mentioned, we have traveled from, you know, South Carolina to California, and Amarillo is an amazing place, and Amarillo and Canyon. And we've been given such care and concern and support from our community, from, you know, the people we see at the grocery store to our colleagues at West Texas A&M University. And this is the right place for building Elizabeth Ruth's home. This is a community. Amarillo and Canyon are a community of people who give and help and serve. And that's what we need. And we've had so many people already begin to help us build this home. And I would just simply say thank you to everyone who's already been helping. And I look forward to achieving this goal.
Jason, last word is yours, sir.
All right. Thank you. I really feel like this is an effort that we're undertaking that addresses a real need in the Panhandle. And I think that I'm just blown away by how many people are so supportive about what we're doing. And I think if we can be successful in building this first home, looking forward, that can be a model for future success, future homes. We by no means are suggesting that what we're doing is going to be an answer to the need in the Panhandle, but it can definitely be a big part of it. The need is great enough that it's going to take the community to come together and a lot of effort to serve the needs of this particular group of people. But we're really committed to this, and we think it's really what we are called to do.
Some diocesan news to share with you before we start taking care of our Thanksgiving respite. Whatever that will be. Reminder about Spiritual Arms, 5 minutes for the battle. It's here on Cap'n every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Kick off your work week with 5 minutes of faith and great attitude, hosted by Joshua Correa of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, stcapn.com. Bookmark the site and keep up. We've got more things coming up in 2026, and you don't want to miss what we're doing here at the Carlo Acutis Podcast Network. That's why it's called Cap'n. St. Thomas the Apostle Church reminds you they need folks to participate in the parish's perpetual adoration ministry. They've been doing it for about 20 years at St. Thomas. Find out more by calling Simon Wright, 806-570-9776. Communion ministers needed at BSA Hospital. Doesn't require a lot of time. Training is provided. Get in touch with Elma Fletcher. She has all the details, 806-206-4496. A reminder. The Diocesan Pastoral Center will be closed on Wednesday, November 26th for Thanksgiving. We will reopen on Monday, December 1st at 9 o'clock. Have yourselves a very happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for your support of what we do here at Cap'n, the Office of Communications, and throughout the Diocese of Amarillo. A reminder about the Central Deanery of the Diocese of Amarillo offering a Day of Reconciliation Wednesday, December 3rd, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. This Day of Reconciliation taking place in conjunction with an Advent mission. The presenter is Sherry Freemel, and that will be Sunday, December 7th and Monday, December 8th, 6:30 to 7:30, both evenings at St. Mary's Cathedral. Need to know more? Please call the Cathedral Office, 806-376-7204. And finally, a reminder once again, because it's now less than 9 months from happening, save Saturday, August 22nd on your calendars. The Diocese of Amarillo celebrating its centennial with a massive Thanksgiving that morning at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. We'll have so much more to share with you here on Cap'n and on the Diocesan website and in the Diocesan newspaper and in parish bulletins and on Catholic radio. And any place else that we can find room to get the word out, Facebook, Flocknote, etc. Have questions, comments, suggestions on how to make this podcast and Cap'n better? We welcome them. Email us, stcapn@dioama.org, or go to stcapn.com and fill out the survey. We want to hear from you. Have yourself a fantastic Thanksgiving weekend. We have much to be grateful for. And on this weekend, where we celebrate Christ the King Sunday, we say even more so vigilantly, Viva Cristo Rey.